Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts are always active compliant. Here's Griffin Lee.
And we're delighted to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. And if you're listening live, today is October 19th, 2017. And if you're in the archives and you're puttering around in there, look for show number 479. That's the one you're listening to, so you found it. Let's talk eBay. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30. Or, for those of you who are more inclined to just remember the numbers, 888-723-4630.
How you doing, Griff?
I'm doing okay.
So you're doing okay?
Yep, I'm doing all right.
Okay, how are we out yet or still in?
Tomorrow, probably. I mean, today. Yeah, he's getting out too. What am I saying?
Today, okay. You're springing him today.
Well, I'm not springing him. He still can't go in a car, but transport will take him in his scooter back to the house.
Okay.
And then we have some rearranging to do. Anyway.
That's happening today, then?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So, Griff, Google Chrome is
now displaying
those security warnings. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Right. So if you've been watching our announcement boards and following our seller updates, you know that there is an issue that we became aware of based on a Google announcement, their warning, that a Chrome browser would start providing a very clear alert at the top of the browser for any web page where the web page itself or the web page contained links to that were non-secure, that were HTTP, not HTTPS. You'd still get to them, but there would be a big warning at the top that said not secure. So last year when we got, you know, we were made aware of this by Google, we decided we had to do something because the last thing you want buyers coming to eBay and seeing is item pages where on their browser, and most people use Chrome, this is a fact, the browser would say not secure. This isn't conducive to trade and commerce. So we came up with a solution, which was to get rid of all of the HTTPS links that are both inside the description, that was sellers' jobs, and then eBay had some, so we had to get rid of those as well. And we've been alerting people about this and instructing people, you know, what to look for, use the tool to find the content and blah, blah, blah. But the deadline was this week, the Chrome browser started displaying that message. And if you have a description that has non-compliant links in the description, the buyer will now see, instead of your description, they'll see a button that says click here to see the description or something to that effect. So the description will be hidden one click away from the listing page. Still available, but the buyer's going to have to click a button. And if your listings are currently showing that, then you need to get in there and get rid of the non-compliant links.
Yep.
There you go.
You'll want to do that.
Yep.
Okay, so that's happening today.
It's a happening.
As well.
Mm-hmm. I got rid of all mine. I found a bunch, and I got rid of them all.
That's good.
Because I don't want my buyers seeing a description.
And where were yours going?
They were mostly old images. I used to use an embedded image for a sizing chart that I was hosting on a third-party site that is not secure.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, so that, you know, that has to come down now. Or it did. I took them all out. I think I took them all out. I hope I did. Pretty sure I did.
I hope you did, too.
You know what I did this week, though?
What did you do?
Something I haven't done in months. Can you guess?
That you haven't done in months.
Right. It's something I usually do alone.
Uh-oh.
It involves a computer.
Okay.
And it's something that normally I would do almost every day. But it's been months since I've done it.
You cleaned your computer.
No.
You. Listing. You listed.
I listed 7 items.
Oh,
yay.
My God. Okay.
I finally listed some. It's been so long. It's been such a long time.
And
I
how did it go and what did you list?
I listed a bunch of shoes and some stuff. And, yeah, it went pretty well.
You pretty much list like items altogether, right?
Yeah, and I was going to list 10, but then on 3 of the items, when I had finished taking the photos and had sat down at my computer to list, I realized that I had inadvertently made some change on my camera. I must have like dialed something incorrectly. And, I think I did is I inadvertently changed the ISO to 1600 or higher. And that just made, the images really noisy, grainy, noisy. And so they weren't for those three listings. I have to go and take them all over. I didn't put them up, but I didn't notice it until I got back to my office and was plugging in the images. And I said, those don't look good. I'm Griff. I can't have bad looking images.
No, you
what
can't.
Will people say?
Oh my God.
They'll say, oh my God, he's failing. It must be something. It's old age.
So what did you do?
So I haven't listed them. I have to go in and take all the photos again. And it was late at night. So I think what I did is, you know, I got a little tired and I must have, there's a dial that you use for adjusting exposure, but if you click it twice before you start spinning it, it changes the ISO. And I think that's what I did. In fact, I know it's what I did.
I guess the mobile viewing experience has not changed.
No, that's not changed.
However, if your listings contain HTTP content,
yeah,
and your buyer is on a desktop,
right,
buyers are only going to see a snippet of the description plus a link to click for the full description.
So, yeah, it's right.
So if you want your listings to display the complete item description, and you do,
yes,
you'll need to remove any and all HTTP content. In most cases, this can be done quickly.
Yeah.
And easily using eBay's bulk editor, right?
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, almost every single case that I've seen that's come across my inbox where someone says, I don't know where this came from. It's legacy, code or text that, isn't always necessarily visible on the actual listing page, but is buried in the HTML behind the listing page. And it's from using cells similar. That's what happened to me and the countless sellers who have said, well, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Why am I getting this alert? And then I look and say, well, you're not aware of it probably, but because I did the same thing. But if you're using cell similar and you've been using it for a while, you have carried over some legacy
crap,
non-compliant doo-doo that you need to get rid of.
So they were talking about how it may be even as simple as adding an S to any HTTP links if the provider of that URL supports the S.
Right. So the website that you're linking to may have a secure encrypted protocol, and all you have to do is add the S to access it. But it, just adding the S any URL, it probably won't work because the server upon which you're requesting the page actually has to have a secure server encrypted link available, and just putting S won't make it available unless they've provided it up front on their end.
Of course, if it's an eBay page,
it's probably okay. Although I did notice, here's an interesting thing. I got somebody who said, so I got the warning about HTTP, and when I looked at my HTML, it's two links to eBay pages.
So just add the S.
No. Before you know, you see you're jumping to conclusion. You're being a little rash. What they were, because eBay's already fixed the links to their inside any of the pages. So if you have links to your store or anything else, those are all fixed. These were two links to legacy eBay pages for TurboLister, which, as you know, has been sunsetted. So these were not updated because the program has been terminated. The links were not updated because there's no
URL will never be updated.
That's right. So they said, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to put an S? I said, no, you have to take them out because there's no such program anymore. So we're not going to update those links. And if you leave them in, they're going to make your listing non-compliant, and there's no way around it except to get rid of them.
You can find links to both a tool that will check your listings for HTTP content.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And an eBay page with instructions for removing HTTP content at announcements.ebay.com. You don't need the www, just announcements.ebay.com. Well, I'm sure we're going to get more questions about this as we go through the weeks here. But it's not as complicated as it sounds, right? I mean, you know, we'll always be able to fix it.
We'll always be able to fix.
So don't worry. Do as much as you can. And if you have questions, call the show. 888-RADIO-30.
That's what we're here for.
723-4630. We could even dish a listing today. And Griff, tell them what a listing dish is.
I have no idea. Do you?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, we'll figure it out when they call. So a listing dish is when you call with an item number for one of your current live listings that you would like to have gently critiqued. We'll praise you about the over the things you're doing correctly. And if we think that there's areas where you might benefit from some improvement, we might mention those as well. But we'll do so kindly and not harshly.
One of the things
unless I'm in a bad mood, then all bets are off.
Well, and then I will smooth it. I'll spend the show smoothing it all over.
It is a real marriage, isn't it?
It really is.
How am I going to accommodate this marriage?
The husband is a jerk, and the wife has to keep saying, he didn't really mean that.
John, call me later.
What he meant was.
What?
What he really meant was.
What he really meant was.
Exactly. Okay, so shipping internationally. When we come back, I want you to talk about why they should be shipping internationally. But let me tell you something.
Money.
That I just found out.
You get money when it sells.
But listen to this.
What?
58%. Of all eBay sales are made to international buyers.
Yeah, so why would you cut out all those customers?
You can check out the archived version of that long hour webinar on how you can go global.
Yeah.
At eBay's global shipping program at ebay.com/webinars.
This segment was brought to you by stamps.com.
Or shipment.
Either way, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
As an eBay seller, marketplace research is crucial to your success. And for the world's most successful e-commerce sellers, Terapeak is their go-to solution. With Terapeak, you'll know which products are jumping off the shelves, how to price your items and get them found, even what your competition is doing and how you measure up. Terapeak can help you find new opportunities and increase your profits. And Terapeak can get you up and running fast. They've created training videos to help you get the most out of your marketplace research. And you can learn to use Terapeak's most powerful features and workflows in less than 1 minute. Just the facts, no frills. Whether you're a brand new, novice, or expert seller, Terapeak's marketplace research can quickly help you compete in today's e-commerce world. Try Terapeak free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
Shopping for shipping supplies can be a daunting task. There are just so many options. Padded envelopes versus boxes, bubble wrap and peanuts versus foam wrap and craft paper, regional rate boxes versus priority and dimensional weight. Oy, what's a seller to do? You need BubbleFast's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They offer you everything you need for successful packing and shipping, and they walk you through exactly how to use it right from their website. They've got tools and packaging you won't find anywhere else, including a box sizer and their Scotty stuffer. If Mark and Robin don't already have what you need, they'll even create it for you. And if you have any questions, just call them via the Bubble phone. Find the shipping supplies and the know-how you need at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where promotions are managed and tracking is always current. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software. your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. You know, we wait for your call. We do. We're just like little kids on Halloween, waiting for you to answer the door. Waiting.
Oh, and we have something terrific to give away in a little while. We're going to give away another, we're going to give away stickers.
Well, I like stickers.
Tape.
I like tape.
And tissue paper.
Tissue paper. 888 Radio 30.
Tissue. I don't even know you. Very old, bad joke.
888-723-4630.
I know. Okay, so we're going to give away a package that includes some new holiday stickers, eBay stickers.
Stickers.
New holiday tape and new holiday tissue paper.
And we're going to ask for anything.
We're going to have a trivia contest in a little while for that. So stay with us for that.
Yeah.
If you want to get those free shipping supplies. So there was a seminar this morning, or webinar this morning, I guess, Greg.
A webinar. Yeah.
This morning, and it was about global shipping.
Yes, I think it was.
And it was an hour long. It was free. And you can go listen to it, to the archived version of it, if you're not yet shipping internationally, because you're missing out on sales.
Yeah, I just don't understand that.
I mentioned it earlier, 58% of all eBay sales are made to international buyers. And there was a question on the show on Tuesday, Griff, that you answered, and it was, it taught me something.
What is it?
Well, she wanted to ask, does she, when she talks about returns, does she do the Paducah, Kentucky return or hers or what goes on? And you told her she didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't remember the question.
Oh, you don't remember it?
Sorry.
Okay. Well, some people believe that if they have to make a return, if they have a return,
yes,
it's going to be a pain in the neck if they use global shipping program. True or not true?
It's not true, really. But you have to, if you're using the global shipping program, oh, now I remember, it was a phone call.
Yes.
If the buyer wants to return the item, you have to, since the return process doesn't work for international sales, maybe this has changed, but you're supposed to open a case. So you just advise the buyer to go to the resolution center and open a case. It will not impact you at all. But it's the only way that the buyer can get the refund correctly, which means that the seller shouldn't pay the entire payment back to the buyer, because some of that money they never had. There was a segment of that payment that the buyer made that went directly to the global shipping program and not to the seller. The seller only received the portion that included the item price. And then if they charge for shipping domestically, any cost to get the item to Kentucky, but any costs that are incurred after that, which were added to the payment that the buyer made from the warehouse to the buyer's international destination, those were paid by the buyer directly to eBay. And so if you were to refund their entire payment, you'd be taking a loss. And that's not how it works. And you don't want to go in and partially refund through PayPal. That's not going to get recorded on the eBay end. So the best way to do this, the only way to do it, is to advise the buyer to go and open the case. And then eBay knows it's a global shipping program, it's a return, and they'll handle it from there and make sure that the buyer is reimbursed and that the seller only recompenses the amount that they received and not more.
This is good.
Yes.
I like that. Well, if you're not selling globally, please, you know, after the show's over, go look at the archived webinar on how you can go global and boost your sales with eBay's global shipping program. And again, that's at ebay.com/webinars. And also, it's fun to sell internationally. I hate to bring up fun, but remember how excited I was when I sold that little doggy to Tasmania?
Oh, yeah, you were so excited.
And then I sold something to Moscow, Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited. Then you call yourself an international mogul.
Mm.
You need to sell internationally. So.
Yeah, unless, you know, if I talk to a seller and they say, I'm not selling internationally. And I say, well, are you happy with your current sale level? And if they say yes, then I say, okay, then good for you.
Hey, if you're making all the money you can possibly make, then we're happy for you.
But many times the seller will say, I need to make more sales. I'm not selling internationally. And that's, I have to convince them that they are their own biggest obstacle.
Mm-hmm. So. And I think it's just fear.
Yeah.
You know, they are afraid that something is going to go wrong and it's going to be awful. And there's not going to be an international incident, folks.
Yeah, you'll make a sale.
That's right.
What's the worst that can go wrong?
Exactly.
They want to return it. Or it gets damaged in transit. Hey, it's a business. You just chalk it up and move to the next one. But if you can increase your sale volume enough to make it worth your while, why would you say no? That doesn't make sense to me.
Hey, over in the UK, they've announced the winners of their first ever eBay for Business Awards. You know, they're kind of copying us.
Yeah.
It's open to all UK businesses with an eBay account. The eBay for Business Awards were established this year to recognize people running their businesses on eBay who have a great story to tell. It's like the Shine Awards.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Grand prize winners are Joe Wagott, who overcame spina bifida to build his business.
Wow.
Metal polishing supplies. And 18-year-old entrepreneurs Henry Bishop and James Greer of the Coin Supplier, who founded their eBay enterprise straight out of school. In addition to a cash prize of 5,000 British pounds, that's about 6,600 U.S., the grand prize winners scored a trip to eBay headquarters in San Jose to meet with eBay's global executive team. Did you get to meet them, Griff?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Plus a visit to eBay's UK headquarters.
Wow.
To meet with the UK seller team and vice president of eBay UK. And in addition, they won a free 1-year Anchor store subscription, a year's access to eBay concierge customer service, and tailored assistance from Linworks. Three other eBay UK sellers' businesses were highly commended, and 9 runners-up were named as well. So congrats over there in the UK to all the winners of the first ever, they're calling it their inaugural eBay for Business Awards. So congrats to all of you.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we love it when people build their businesses up to the point where not only are they making enough money and enjoying life a little bit, but maybe win awards because they have a great story to tell. We like that.
Yes.
We like to hear that. Okay, what else is in the news for today? Again, our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. If you'd like to give us a call, and maybe you have an eBay tip you can give us.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have a holiday shipping tip you can give us. Maybe
mm-hmm.
you have a challenge with your eBay account. Maybe you just have to, you want to say hello. 888-RADIO-30. Remember, I'm going to be giving away that packet of stickers, tape, and tissue paper, all holiday, new eBay holiday designs, sometime in the next hour.
Stickers.
So you'll want to stay with us. When do you start using your holiday shipping supplies?
In November. I'm ready. I mean, if I make any sales, I'll be using.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start in September using the holiday ship packing supplies, but. I don't make many sales because I haven't been listing. But now that I listed 7 items, maybe I'll make a sale. And then
any
I'll
minute, we're going to hear your phone go ka-ching.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because you listed, which is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you'd like even more eBay Radio fun, eBay information and selling advice, you can join the eBay Radio Facebook group. Just go to facebook.com/eBay Radio and click join group. We approve you usually the same day and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio. And we also know you can't always be in front of your computer. So you can listen to eBay Radio on the fly with our free mobile app for Apple and Android devices. They're in the app, the iPhone app and iPad. They've been updated and a Droid update is in the works. It'll be around any minute. So if it didn't update automatically and you have an iPhone, you may want to, or an iPad, you may want to go and update your eBay Radio app.
Yeah, you might want to.
Because they are updated. So, So, Griff, anybody getting ready for the holidays around eBay yet, or don't you even think about
well,
that?
Well, no, I think, I mean, the, as a business, yeah, there's getting prepared for the holiday season, but you, there's no outward signs of it yet. Like decorations, if that's, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
No, there's nothing like that yet.
No Halloween? See, here in the radio station, some people have their doors decorated, like you have to walk through
spider webs. Oh, no, I've seen a little bit. In the next week, there'll be more. I think there's actually a Halloween costume party planned. Of course, it'll be a time I can't go, but.
Of course.
Of course.
They purposely do that.
Well, you know, I don't say that.
It's only so you won't show up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's just so I can say, yes, I know you. You have it that night. It's okay. It's not the night I can come, but that's all right. You just go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'll just sit here in the dark by myself.
You're very good at Jewish guilt. I like it.
The Jewish passive aggressive guilt. Yeah.
Yep. I bet you if you send your ancestry in, you have a little bit of Jewish.
Oh, no. We already know this.
Oh, you already know this.
Oh, yeah. We know. Didn't I ever tell you this?
I don't think so.
Oh, it was a big deal. Back in the 80s, I did some research at the library because we didn't have the Google then. And discovered that my mother's family's name, which is Greco, they claim they were from Sicily, which is true, they were, but they hadn't been there for very long, because the clan that was known as Greco landed in Sicily after being pogromed out of Greece, thus Greco, the Greek, when they got rid of Jews. And so these were the Jewish people that landed in Sicily.
And see, a lot of people didn't want to say they were Jewish. Because
they still don't. When I told my grandparents this in the 80s, they got furious. I was happy. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. 888-723-4600. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine how convenient it would be if you could source products right from your smartphone. Well, now there's an app for that. With Bulk, you can buy liquidation goods by the pallet or case right from your iOS or Android device. Bulk's free mobile app offers all the same advantages as Bulk on your desktop. Plus, the freedom to source from anywhere you happen to be. You can search Bulk's extensive inventory of wholesale lots by price, condition, or category. Set custom preferences and view Bulk's guaranteed manifests for each lot that catches your eye. You can even save lots to research later. And Bulk makes it super easy to complete your purchase via PayPal or credit card. Bulk deals with leading retailers and manufacturers, so you know you're buying quality and quantity. And thanks to Bulk's mobile app, you can do it on the fly. That's Bulk, B-U-L-Q, for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
You want to connect with your customers, but keeping up with email from multiple selling channels, as well as messages on social media, is a job all by itself. You've got product sourcing, listing, and shipping to do, along with having a life. Meet Reply Manager, the inbox that connects you with your customers. Reply Manager makes communicating with your buyers simple, fast, and personal. Reply Manager brings all your messages into one central inbox, keeping email threads intact. No more switching between multiple accounts and screens. Automated workflows, such as sorting messages into folders, speeding up your response time. And smart autoresponders and personalization hashtags give every response a personal touch. Reply Manager can be used by multiple team members, letting you keep track of who's answering what. Try Reply Manager for free for 14 days. No credit card required at replymanager.com/eBay Radio.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Listen while you list.